Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about a road of change, how God desires to create in us a changed heart, a changed life, a changed mind. We find ourselves changed when we encounter Jesus. So each weekday morning, we're going to take a look at one of these areas we talked about on Sunday that is involved in our change and our being changed. And today, we're going to focus in on this road of change being a road of humility. Philippians 2, verse 3 says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves." We often think of that in the terms of how we treat others. It's a good way to think of it. It's an accurate way to think of it. I'm not sure it's a complete way. Because in humility, when we consider others better than ourselves, we not just consider what we do, we consider how we respond to them. When it comes to us as an individual changing, there are a lot of reasons why people don't change, why I don't change, why you don't change. Sometimes it's because, well, we don't want to. Other times it's because we don't think we need to. And when you strip away all of the excuses, I think those two reasonings, often tie or run neck and neck for first place. There are other reasons that come into play. I'm not saying those are the only two. But they're two of the most popular. And humility is the characteristic that comes from God, which helps us overcome both of those. I don't want to. Sometimes we're so comfortable that even when we know we ought to change, we don't see the value in it. And humility helps us to recognize when we humble ourselves before God that whether I want to or not, if He says to, I need to. Well, that brings us to the second one. I don't need to. I think these two are pretty tightly related. And again, humility is what teaches us that we're not always right. When we consider the needs of others above our own, then, well, if we're not in opposition to Scripture and God's Word and truth, we adapt. It's Paul saying, "I become all things to all people in order that I might win a few." He's not saying he became a sinner to reach sinners. He'd already was a sinner. He knew what that was like. He didn't need to start sinning again in order to understand . But to the Greeks, he became a Greek. To the Jews, he became a Jew. The recognition that I change because I consider others to be more important. I change because I consider God to be more important. And we wrestle with both. We, as Christians, acknowledge God. We acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior, at least with our words. But do we daily humble ourselves and acknowledge with our actions, God, you're in charge? You know better than what I know. Not only should I listen and change simply because you say so, but because it's for my good. We recognize few of us like the reason for doing something just because somebody said so. Children resist that when parents say, it's because I said so. Now, I'm old school. I think that ought to be enough. Parents, I believe, should have reasons beyond that. Otherwise, it's a whole nother issue. We don't always have to give our reasons. And sometimes not giving our reasons is actually training for life. But there ought to be a reason. God doesn't always give us the reason of why we need to change. He has a reason. Sometimes we just wouldn't comprehend it. Sometimes He withholds that reason from our knowledge so that we would grow in our faith, in our trust of Him. And humility is the characteristic that we receive through God's Spirit and that grows through God's Spirit that allows us. It not only allows us to change, but when we live in humility, it allows others to change. Those individuals that you may think in your mind, they'll never change. Well, God knows whether they will or not. But the power of God that's at work in you, the power of God that's at work in me, can definitely work in them. And if I become so arrogant that I'm convinced it can't work in them, then the problem is me and not them. And humility views them as more important than myself. And it allows. We talked Sunday about Saul and about Ananias, and both of them required humility in order for the change to take place that God was doing. The humility of Saul to, sometimes when we're given no choice, to allow himself to be led because of blindness to a place that he was unfamiliar with. The humility of Ananias to follow the instructions of God to go to this place where Saul was, even knowing that this was the man that was seeking to persecute and kill Christians. But because you said so, God, I humble myself. And I do. And I think. And I act in the way that you want me to do, think, and act. And so today, as we consider the change that God wants to accomplish in our life, in my life, in your life, consider the humility that opens the door for that change to take place. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to willingly humble ourselves and proclaim that you are right. And God, as we consider our life, as we spend time with you and your Spirit and your Word, and you reveal changes that ought to be made, fill us with a humility that agrees, that considers your direction, your plans, your commands to be more important than our own desires. As we consider the humility that we ought to be living with, may we consider the needs of others and how we adapt in order to share Jesus with them. As we consider those that your Spirit is working in a life, bringing about conviction and calling them to change, in humility, may we be involved in not only accepting that change, but helping God, help us to grow. And in those changes that are painful, as they draw us out of our comfort zone, as they lead us into paths that we're not familiar with, may we humble ourselves and trust that you always work for our good. God, in humility, may we lift up Jesus as the one and only way to you, the only one and only who can save, that as we lift up him, that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.